And then let's start. Okay, today is March 1st, 2018. Biblical Hebrew 1, Lida Hill. Okay, let's face the east and let's do the Shema.
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai.
Kingdom is forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. You may be seated. And let's take a look at the other cant, if I can get this thing out of here. Here we go. Ready? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hatov vehametiv. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who is good and who does good. Amen. All right, and may I ask, let's see, who am I going to volunteer to open us up in prayer? Carol? Thank you.
Love you, and we're so humbled by you, and all the beauty that you've surrounded us with, and your royal plan. And Lord, you never stop surprising us. Mm-hmm. And we just honor you with all of our being. And thank you for Ms. Lida being here to teach us. And we thank you for your word. We thank you for your guidance. And we just pray that you will open our hearts up.
Amen. Happy Purim. Hug.
Can you say hug?
Hug.
Hug Purim. Hug
Purim. Hug. Hug. Starts with a chet. Chet. Hug. Okay, that's an asam. And then a gimel. Hug. So this means feast or celebration. And then it is Purim. When you want to say Happy Purim in Hebrew, you say Chag Purim. So this one should be here. Chag Purim. Okay. Right there. Chag. And you might hear this word Chag, but in Arabic it's Hajj. Hajji. Same. Almost same Semitic thinking or same Semitic root, Haji, is when they go to, which one is that in our, in
Hajj.
Hajj, right. There is a place where they
Mecca?
Build Mecca.
Mecca.
Hajj. And in Hebrew it's Chag. Same, almost same root. Okay, so tonight we are going to sing some crazy song. And if you want to, use this, go ahead. You have a gather? All right. And then we will talk about Esther's name. It's very, very interesting. Esther's name is Hadassah in Ivrit, or in Hebrew, but it was changed to Esther. But the name Esther itself is another story. And so I'm trying to look for it. Here you go. All right, we're ready for this. Sorry, it's not too bright. I mean, it's not too clear, I'm sorry. Chag Purim. Chag Purim, Chag Gadol, Ulan Yehudim, Masekot, Rashanim, Zemrot Metzkudim, Havanarisha, Havanarisha. Hava Narisha,
Barashanim.
Purim's here, it's a holiday so dear. Mask and songs ring along, rockers loud and clear.
Here go the groggers.
Here go the groggers. Here go the groggers. Purim time is here.
Here go the groggers. Here go the groggers. Here go the groggers.
Purim time is here.
Yeehaw! Oppa!
Two rushes had double A's.
It's just to pronounce rash.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, let's take a look at that. It's pretty. Chag Purim. What is that again? Happy Purim, happy Purim. Chag Gadol. What's Gadol?
Big.
Chag Gadol means big celebration. Okay. Hu la Yehudim. Okay. The who here, this is modern Hebrew, as standing for the linking verb is. And la is preposition to, okay, or of, okay, of the Yehudim, the Jewish people. Yehudim, Yehudim, Jewish people. Masechot, masks, masechot. Remember, it ends with the ot, it's plural. Mm-hmm. Okay, masecha to masechot. Masecha, one mask, masechot, multiple masks. Rashanim are noisemakers.
Rash, rash, rash.
Noisemakers. Zimrot, songs. Remember in the book of Psalm, Mizmor le David, a psalm of David or song of David. It's the same root. Mizmor zemra, zemra. Okay. Rekudim. Ani ohevet lerkod meod. I love to dance very much. Rekudim dances. Okay. Rekod is dance. Rekudim, so dance is actually masculine. Hava narisha. Narisha is to make noise. Hava is just like singing.
Hava, nagila, nagila, hava.
Let us make noise. Hava nagila is let us be happy. Okay. Gil. Gil is joy or happy. Okay. If you have a child or if you have a friend named Abigail, Abigail is happy. Isn't this one, right, Abigail?
Yes.
Ab is what? Father. Gail is from Gil. So if you put that together, Abi actually is my father. Okay, my father. Gail is joy. So Abigail means my father is joy. My father is joy. So that's a very beautiful name, by the way. All right. So Hava Narisha, rush, rush, rush. Let us make noise. All right. So that's it. And I am going to, let's sing a different song. And let me see if I can find the song. It's a very beautiful song, but I didn't get to send you the music ahead of time. But this is beautiful. Hashomer et mitzvot Elohim. Shoken Belohim, Belohim Bo. Oh.
Hashomer et Mispor Elohim, Shochem Elohim, Elohim bo.
Uvasod nada.
Uvasod nada, Shahu Shochem banu, Baruch Hashem natan lanu.
Uvasod.
Uvasod nada, Shahu Shochem banu, Baruch Hashem.
Mitzvot, commandments. Mitzvah is one commandment. Mitzvot, many commandments. So mitzvah is feminine. That's why we have the feminine ending. Okay. Elohim, you know Elohim, with the ending im is actually plural. Singular of Elohim is El. We talk about that. You see the b here? Preposition. In be Elohim, in God. Ve, ooh, why is it ve? We talked about the conjunction vav, right? So this is conjunction vav and God. Shochen, okay. Shochen is he who lives in him, and God is in him. This is in God, this is in him, bo. This is for preposition in, the b, and the o's of the letter o at the end is him. Okay? U vasot. U is a conjunction vav, but it's pronounced u because the next consonant is bump. Remember the bump?
Bump.
The b, the mem, and the hey, they are labials. B, pa, ma, or ba, bum, ma, pa. Right? Labial. Okay, the word ruach. What is ruach?
Spirit.
Spirit. Okay. The ba here is in the spirit. All right? And the word natan is a verb for he has given or he gave. So that's why in English, in English, they did very well in translating it. And by this, we will know that he lives in us by the Spirit he has given to us, Natan Lano. All right, so much with that. We are going to talk about a little bit about Esther. Okay, her name was what in Hebrew? The Hebrew name is Hadassah. But the funny thing about this is, let me show you something that's really very interesting. Here, you see this? What letter is this? Samek? Tav?
Resh.
Sound this out, please. Satar. Okay. Now, Esther's name has those letters. Okay. This is probably a Persian name or a Babylonian name. Esther. It starts with a Aleph. Right? Okay. You see Satar here? Okay, and then Aleph is the first letter. Now, what is the meaning of Satar? It means hide or to conceal. The only book in the Bible that God is never mentioned is the book of
Esther.
He is concealed. God is hiding. And the word, the very name of the book is Esther. If I, we call it parsing in, we will talk about parsing in the future. The word Satar is already, we already know means to hide, to conceal. When you add a prefix Aleph to these three letters, it becomes I will be hiding or I will hide. That's the name.
Oh.
Esther means in Hebrew. And God was never mentioned in the book of Esther. He's hiding. However, he is very much active in everything. He was all over the place. But if you can take a look, do you see the yellow? Okay, this is in Esther 5, chapter 5, verse 4. Esther said, If it please the king, let the king and Haman come today to the banquet that I have prepared him. In that very verse, we can find God. Look at this. Every five letters. Okay, Yod, let's start with Yod. One, two, three, four, five. Again, we'll start. That's Yod and Hey, right?
Yeah.
We start with Hey. One, two, three, four, five. We end with Vav.
Yes.
We do it again. Five to next letters, okay? One, two, three, four,
five.
This is Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. In five, what is the gematria or the numerical value of Hey? The letter Hey. Five, right?
Five.
And Hey means revealing. Hey.
Oh, I'm here.
I'm revealing. Behold, I'm revealing something. And that is in the it's in the five what you call it gap. How do you say it in English? In
sequence
of five. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. He's revealing something, and he's revealing in his name and his name. And this is in the book of Esther, which he's supposed to be concealed. Interesting. Maybe it's just a coincidence. We don't know. But anyway, that's a little bit about Esther. It's very, very interesting. And there's more. Oh, my goodness. There is more in the Tanakh. The Tanakh, actually, if you decode it, you will find out God's plan. You know, even the seven species of Israel, you know, the figs and the grapes, all that, you can find in the book of Genesis when God said you multiply and plant and all that stuff. And when you graph it, and do a word search, all of those seven species are all there. And those of you who attend my Friday night class, and those of you who attended my last semester class, we talk about Yeshua in Proverbs 30. Mm-hmm. What is his name and what is his son's name? It's his name Yeshua is all over the Tanakh. But anyway, let's see what else I have for you here. We got the Purim. We got this. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So tonight we are going to go back a little bit to nouns and adjectives. We talked about prepositions, conjunction, article A last week. So tonight let's start reading, okay? Let's see if we can read these. Ready? Va yik ra. Okay, the aleph here is totally quiet, quiescent. Okay, you do not pronounce that because it's quiet anyway. Vayikra Elohim Laor Yom. Velachoshek Kara Laila. Okay, let's find the conjunction. The conjunction, Bob. Can you find one? Conjunction Vav, which means and. Vav. Okay. And. And he called. Kara is called. Va here is A-N-D. And. There's another one. Is this a conjunction Vav? Yes. Okay. Ve la koshek. The lamed here is preposition to the. Okay. Let's go to the English. Okay, here the verb comes first and then the subject. And God called, okay, this is and called God to the light day. And to the darkness he called night. Okay, you need to practice now and practice thinking this way. Hebrew is always the reverse of English. Okay? Because if we literally translate this, this is how it goes. And he called God to the light day, and to the darkness he called night. It, you know, we have to make it smooth in English so we can understand it. And God called the light day, and the darkness. This should be into the darkness. Okay, in English, he did not put the preposition to. Remember the la there? To the darkness. He called, kara, here, is he called night. Okay, so we saw vav, another vav, and then we see this preposition la, and we see another preposition lamed here. To the light. Okay, yes, Pat.
So is it always going to have that same structure for the sentence? It's going to start with the subject and then an end.
It starts with a verb.
Adjective, a verb?
Uh-huh, yes.
Is subject, adjective, mm-hmm. verb?
Correct. It's reversed.
Verb is first.
Verb is first. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so let's take a look at this. Okay, so let's read this. Bashana. Hahi, very good, hahi. Okay, in literal Hebrew, this is in the year, ba, remember, ba, with the patak underneath, is in the. Right? Shana is year. The ha here is the article the, T-H-E. he is the pronoun she or it. So literally it is in the year the it or in the year the she. But we don't do that in English. We say in that year. In English, there is no gender in, you know, we don't have gender. Right. Years yeah. don't have gender. Right. Okay? Okay, mm-hmm. Let's read this.
Le.
Le. O. O. La. La. Le. O. La. This lamed here is a preposition. What is this preposition?
To.
To. Okay, or of. Okay. Ola is a burnt offering. So le'ola is of burnt offering or to a burnt offering. Okay. Now, if you want to know the context, you need to go to this verse, Genesis 22:7. Okay? So let's read this. He. Anan.
Anan.
What is his name? I forgot. Anan. Oh. Haman? No. No, this is not Haman. He Anan. Ve. A. Hoshek. Okay. The he here is the article the. And you notice this is not a patak. This is a segol. The reason being is because it is next to an ayin, which is a guttural. So very, very seldom you will see this kind. Okay? So, he anan. Anan is cloud. He is the. So this is the cloud. The ve here is the conjunction. And the he here is the article. The and koshek is
darkness.
So this is the cloud and the darkness in Exodus 14:2-20. Okay. Next, let's read. Zera. This is a segol segol. Zera. Rav. Rav, this is where we get the word rabbi. The word rabbi is actually very Englishized. It is supposed to be rabbi. Rabbi means my teacher or my rab. Okay, rabbi. Okay. So zera is seed. Rav means much or many or abundant. So zera, rav is much seeds. See here, zera is not plural. It is singular. Okay, so much seed. Okay, that's in Deuteronomy 28:38. Okay, so let's try this one. Bayom ha rishon. Now, ba here is the preposition in and the article the. So this is in the day. Ha is the. Rishon means first. Okay, so this is in the first of the day. Okay, so let's try this one. He, a, this is a vav with a cholem. He, avon. Ze. This is a Zion with a circle. He, avon, haze. Avon is, avon is wickedness or sin. Okay, or transgression. Hazeh, ze is the demonstrative pronoun, this. Okay? Now, in Hebrew, if you want to make it very definite, you need to add the article the, right? So hazeh, this wickedness. Ha'avon hazeh, this wickedness. Very, very definite. Okay, so let's go to the next lesson. Well, actually, it's not next lesson. We're just going to review some of the adjectives. There are a few kinds of adjectives. One, can you see it? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make it bigger so you can see it very well. Okay, here you go. Attributive use of the adjective. When an adjective modifies a noun, now I can see the red. Oh, I'll just leave it this way. Okay, when an adjective modifies a noun, it is being used attributively. In the example, good student and big book, the adjectives modify the nouns. You know this. You guys took English classes. Okay. In Hebrew, attributive adjectives follow or come after the noun, and we already talked about it. It's the reverse. Okay, so here's the examples of the attributive nouns. Okay, let's see. And it is in your book. Let's read. Ish. Tov. Ish is?
Man.
And tov is?
Good.
And remember, there is no article A or an in Hebrew. So this is a good man or good man. If we want to make it very definite or specific, we will add the article hey. So let's read this. Ha-ish ha-tov. The good man. If you want to make it really definite, you need to add both. You need to add the article hey. Add it to the word, okay? Add it to your noun and add it to your adjective. Okay, let's read this one.
Isha
Tova. Oh, they match. They should be. Okay, so this is good woman or a good woman. But if you want to make it really, really definite, you add the article hey. So we go. Ha-ishya, ha-tova. They have to match. The ending have to match. Okay, let's go to the plural. Anashim, tovim. Ah, Lida, why is it that man here is ish, and then when you made it plural, it has the noon right there? This is one of those irregular ones, those special ones. So the plural of ish is anashim. Okay? So anashim tovim, it has to match the adjective. Okay? Good men. If you want to make it definite, ha anashim ha tovim, the good men. Let's take a look at women. Ready? Nashim Tovot. Ayayay. Ishat nashim. I thought that it should be ishot, but no, it is nashim. It's one of those irregular ones. So you just have to memorize this. Nashim, women, tovot, good. So this is good women. Want to make it definite? We add the article ha. Ready? All right, so just memorize those. All right, predicative. You know what a predicate is, right? That's where the verb is. Okay, this use of the adjective does not modify a noun, but rather asserts something about it. In the example, the student is good or the book is big. The adjectives assert something about the noun so as to create a predication. Okay, in English, a form of the verb to be is used to indicate the predicative relationship. In Hebrew, the predicative relationship is indicated when an adjective matches the noun in gender and number.
but not definiteness. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, so, okay, wow. So I know we're going to make it simpler. Okay. Let's take a look at this first group of words. Okay, ready? Ha-ish, tov. Uh-oh. Earlier we talking about ish tov and ha-ish ha-tov. But this time, the other hey is missing. Okay, let's go to the other one. Tov. Ha-ish. Okay. When you see this two words combined like this, you are looking at a nominal sentence. Okay. We will apply the principle of the negative and the positive. Okay. Ish. Ish. Oh. I need to add the hey. Ha. To. Is this a tov is like that. Okay. So ish hatov. We will put negative here because it does not have the hay. We will put positive here. Positive sign because it has the hay. Okay. Positive and negative equals a sentence. A nominal sentence. If I put ha here, okay, ha-ish, it becomes positive, and positive, it no longer is a sentence. If I remove the hey and the hey here, it is negative, and negative, it's not a sentence. All right? And you, when you start reading the Tanakh, you will see this often, and you will say, oh, that's a nominal sentence. Okay? I know now how to find a nominal sentence. I'm so happy! Okay? So, this is your first sentence in Hebrew. Ha'ish tov. The man is good. It doesn't matter where the hay is. It could be attached to the ish, or it could be attached to the adjective, to tov. Okay? Ha'ish tov or tov ha'ish. Same meaning. The man is good. Next one. Ha'ishya tova. It means, simply means the woman is good. And it could be tova ha'ishya. Same meaning. That's your nominal sentences. So when we start reading in the future, we will find these. And you will be so happy. Substantive use of the adjective. Some words are very, very rare, like the word chacham. Okay? This is actually understood that it is a wise man. Okay? So it says here, adjectives may be used independently as nouns. Okay? In such cases, there will be no noun for the adjective to modify. The Hebrew adjective meaning wise is chacham. Used substantively, that's a big word, by itself, it means a wise one or a wise man. Similarly, with the definite article, he chacham is translated the wise one or the wise man. Okay. There's not too many of this. Okay? Now, this one, okay, so the very bottom, let me see if I can, I don't know if I can make this a little bit bigger. Okay. This is fun. There you go. The directional ending. Remember the word susa?
Yeah.
Okay, susa can be her horse, or it can be a female horse. Or it can be to the horse. Okay, so directional ending. In Hebrew, a special ending may be added to a word in order to express the idea of motion towards someone or something. This special ending is the directional ending, hey. Kamatz, you see this? Kamatz, the letter T? Hamatz hey. In terms of meaning, the use of directional ending hey is the same as prepositional phrase with el, which means to or toward. Okay, so here's the example. El is not the el that means God, because this one is the segol. All right? The one el with the tsere, with the two dots, that is God. Okay? Let me see if I have that. Here we go. Here's your segol. If this is under the aleph, that is the preposition to. If it's this sere underneath the aleph there, it's God. Okay? Now here, it is the word el, the word to, is attached to haaretz with the makaf. You see that makaf? Makaf? We learn about that. That is simply trying to tell us that we need to sound or to read this as one unit. El haaretz. Ha is the direct. Ha here, or the hey here, is the article the. And what is aretz? Land. So, literally, it is to the land. Now, sometimes you will not see this whole two words. You will just simply see one word with the hey at the end. Artsah. Artsah means to the land. Same meaning. Okay, shortcut. Instead of using L, they just use hey at the end. Artsah. To the land. What is the Hebrew word for Egypt? Mitzrayim. It's very common in Exodus. They say Mitzrayma. Or et or el Mitzrayim to Egypt. Or Mitzrayma to Egypt. The same meaning. The word the name or the city named Tarshish. You know what Tarshish is in the Bible? Tarshish is where Jonah went to Tarshish instead of Nineveh. So you will read in the book of Jonah that Jonah went to Tarshish. Tarshish is Europe. Tarshish is Italy, Spain area. Okay? He went from Joppa, from Mediterranean. Have you been to Israel? Joppa? Where Gaza, right there, and there's Mediterranean. He went to Italy instead of Nineveh. Okay, so that's your directional hey. Okay. What is the Hebrew word for heaven? Shamayim. I can say El Shamayim to heaven, or Shamayma. Same meaning. Shamayma. To heavens. And you notice that the word mayim, what is mayim?
Water.
Is always plural. Okay? There is no singular for mayim. And shamayim, heaven, is also in that form. There's no singular form of heaven in Hebrew. It's shamayim. Interestingly, the word mayim is in Shamayim. What's up there in the atmosphere? Water. Water, right? Okay, this is a side note. I like doing side notes. Bereshit bara Elohim. What did he create? Bereshit bara Elohim et ha Shamayim. Shamayim. I don't know the word. I think it's Shamayim, like this. Shamayim. Or Shamayim. Okay, this is water. Actually, there should be Aleph here. That is Esh.
What is Esh?
Fire.
Fire. Heaven is made of water and fire.
Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim, fire and water, ve'et ha'aretz, and the earth and the ground. So you see here, we see fire, we see water, we see earth being created in the beginning. Shamayim, esh. The aleph here dropped, but it should be shamayim, esh. And mayim. Okay. Should be wind also. But the thing is, the wind comes last, remember? Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. Ve-et ha-aretz. Let's see here. Et ha-aretz. Because the ruach, the wind, comes next. Let me show you. Okay. Ve-ha-aretz ha-yetatahu va-vohu. Elohim, in the spirit. Do you know what the spirit of God is? Wind. Ruach. Ruach. Is wind. So you see fire, you see water, you see earth, and you see wind in creation, in the very beginning. You see that? And you also see in the beginning is what? Time was created. And then there's space. Shamayim, the heaven is space. And there's matter, earth. So you see three things here in the beginning. You see what? Time, space, and matter. Earth. Got it? Got it. I always get sidetracked. Anyway. But it's a good one. Alrighty, let's see here. Alright, so this is just another example of the directional hay. House is what? Can we read this? Bayit is house. I want to say to the house, you will say habayita. Or you can say el bayit. But again, they normally use this, especially in the classical Hebrew. Habaita. City is what? Ear. Okay, ear. Not this ear. Ear. So I want to say toward the city, I say Ha'ira. Okay, Ha'ira. To the city. There we go. Shamayim. Okay, that's heaven. Heavenward is Ha'shamayma. Hashemayma, to heaven. There you go, Egypt. We already did this. Mitzrayim, Egypt. Okay, Mitzrayma, to Egypt. It's funny because Egypt, look at the word, the middle letters here. Sadi and Resh, Tsar, Suris, trouble. That's what it means, Sadi and Resh here. Trouble. Suris. Okay, yes. Yes, sir.
Is there a reason why the Hebrew word for heaven is plural?
Because Mayim is attached to that, and Mayim is never singular. Because it's the Mayim that's plural there.
I'm just curious because I noticed it always has heaven plural and it talks about heaven and earth singular.
There's probably lots of heavens up there. Remember, next in Bereshit, the Lord, separated water from water. The Rakhia, the firmament, he said water from water. What are the three states of liquid? Of water. We have liquid, gas, and
solid.
And solid. Okay, but it's still the same H2O.
Yes.
It never changed it. Chemical structure. Yes, it's always H2O, but it can be solid, it can be liquid, it can be spirit. Ooh, I can see Trinity right there. It's the same, H2O. Can't change it. Can't change God. All right. Okay.
I have one more question, sorry. It's rolling in the
background. Okay, go ahead.
When it's a couple slides.
This faster.
I'm sorry. A couple slides back, you were showing the word Vayikra.
Vayikra.
Am I saying that right?
Yes, Vayikra.
Mm-hmm. Which means.
And he called.
And he called, but is that the same title for Leviticus?
Yes.
So the book is called And He Called?
Yes.
Why in English do they call Leviticus?
Because it got very Latinized.
Can we blame the Baptists?
How do they call Exodus? And the word Exodus, Shemot means names.
And those in those five, the first five books of the Bible, okay? Ready? Bereshit is in the beginning. What's next? Shemot is names. What's next?
Vayikra,
and he called. Next?
Devarim.
Devarim is in the?
Word.
Okay, Devarim is words. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Devarim is the fifth one. The fourth one is numbers, which is actually what? Bamidbar, which is in the wilderness. God is telling us something. There's a story. In the beginning, names were called in the desert.
Wow.
And here's the words. Devarim. You see that? In the beginning, names were called in the desert, and here are the words.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Got it? It's just like what I taught you last semester about the 10 names from Adam to Noah, right? Adam, man, Seth, appointed, Enosh, mortal, okay? But the living God came down and to give us rest. Noah is rest. Something like that. Kara. Kara is the root word for call and also to read. Call or read. Why is that? Because when you read, you're calling the letters. When you read. Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve et haaretz ve haaretz hayetatohu vavohu beruach Elohim merachepet al penei tehom. You know, you are calling those letters. Those letters are special. They are the one. You know, the Torah itself. You know, the word became flesh.
The power is in that one.
And not a yod or a cot shall pass away. All of these are going to be fulfilled in Yeshua. So again, kara, call or to read, same. Same root letters. Okay, here are the most common irregular plural nouns. Okay, so ish is
man.
What is it in Hebrew? The plural? Anashim. Read this one. Isha. The plural is? Okay, and this is, of course, woman is very feminine, and then in the plural, it is a masculine plural ending. I did not invent this, okay? So Isha is Nashim. So if you look at this, Anashim and Nashim, you just remove the Aleph from the word Anashim, and it becomes women. All right, city. Can we read this?
Ear.
Now, look at the plural of ear. Is? Arim. Okay? What about this? This one is fun.
Av.
Av is masculine. Look at the ending in plural. Avot. Instead of avim, it's avot. But you just have to memorize this. Okay. Daughter. Ready? Oh, okay, hold on. I skipped one. Ready? Bayit. And the plural is? Batim. Batim. Houses. This is?
Bat.
And the plural is? Banot. What happened? Why is there a nun there? You know? So irregular. Oh, look at this.
Ben.
And the plural is?
Banim,
sons. Yom is
day.
Okay, that's the O sound there, the O syllable, O, O, yom. But in plural it becomes yamim. Let me give you something here about yam and yom. Okay, because in the future you will say, why is that like that? Okay, yom. Okay, is what? Day. And this is yam. What is yam? Sea. Yam Hamelach. The salt sea, or now the Dead Sea. Now, yom, as we can see, the plural is what? Yamim. Okay? Yamim. Okay, it means days. Okay. Now, yam is also yamim. But with a pata. And this means seas. Okay? So, see the difference? This is a kamatz, yamim. This is a pata, yamim. Same sound, but different meaning. Yam is sea, yom is day. Right? Okay, let's take a 10-minute break. Are your brains fried yet?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so we're done with that. Okay, so we brought some Haman's ears. We're going to eat Haman's ears.
Hats?
Oh, hats. They look like ears. I bake these.
Okay.
I don't really beg, but there's another one here, so you guys are welcome to come here. And Cassie, thank you so much. Cassie and I went to Beth Israel Synagogue last Monday, and we did a baking event there.
Oh. Oh my.
Here we go. I'm doing it very slowly, okay, guys? Thank you.
Turn over to our, that one day.
They skip over parts of it, but I should never explain it.
I studied him even in the elementary. This is not part of it. So this one is something else. And then probably before I met them, because I know I had the first semester this semester, I still couldn't.
I have diabetes now. No more bread.
Because you can't force me to you, but that's
my bookkeeping. All right. So now that I baked you something, you love me, right?
Yes,
yes. Definitely.
Even if you don't game, Ida, we still love you.
Ani or have a top?
Ani or have a top, Ida.
The speaker is a man.
How about a woman?
The speaker is a man, and the man is talking to a woman. The man is talking to his wife. You see, M to F?
Yeah.
Male to female.
Oh, okay.
So
Otak is female.
Female.
You.
Yeah.
Ani is I.
Yes.
There's no linking verbs, is or am. So this is I.
Okay.
Love. Okay, there's no. Ani, I. Ohev is love.
Present tense.
Oh, love.
Right here. Present tense. You, Otak. Now,
so
if
the man is otak?
No.
What?
The man is speaking, I. Ani is a common independent pronoun. Do you know what an independent pronoun? Common, I. Levi can say I. Both can say I because it's a common pronoun, independent pronoun, right?
You? You can say Ani or
Ted. Okay, now. Bob is saying to Abby, his wife, Ani, he's saying, Ani, Ohev, Otak, I love you. The you here, okay, you see this ending, that is for feminine ending. Okay? We will talk about this in a little bit.
So CH is female.
Uh-huh. We will talk about it, and you're going to love it because I love it too.
Do you have to change the verb too? It depends on women.
Yes. Independent personal pronouns. Hey, what are they? I, you, they,
we.
What else?
They.
She,
he,
it. All right. And they can be used as independently. Okay. You know. Let's take a look here. Ani or Anuchi. Come on, Jerry.
You just in time to talk. We're talking about I. So you say ani. So men, women can say can use ani because it's common. The word I. You can say ani or anuki, same meaning. Now I asked my professor, well, why is there an ani? Why is it just? Why can't we just have one? Remember in the Old Testament, there are people who cannot say Shebolet. Shebolet and Sebolet.
Oh, yeah. The book of Genesis.
I believe that there are some Jewish people who use ani and some people use anuchi. Okay, some cannot pronounce Sebolet or Shebolet, so they pronounce it Sebolet. So they got killed. Remember? Anyway.
What does it mean? No, Sebolet.
Oh, it's just a story. Let's go back. Go back, Levi. Go back. Okay. Let's take a look at this. You say, we are going to choose a verb. And the verb is standing. Omed. Omed. This is where we get the Amida. That's where we are standing when we pray the Amida.
We are standing.
From Omed, standing. And then we will also use these prepositions. Preposition al is on top or on. Preposition be is in or by or with. Okay. The preposition lifne is before or in front of. Lifne. Betoch is in the middle or in the midst or in the center of. Betoch. The be there is in. The toch is middle. In middle. Okay. So, we're going to be talking about standing and let's use the word ani. Ani. Levi, come on. You say, ani omed.
Ani omed.
Okay, he just said, I am standing. Okay. An, come on. I want you to say, in Hebrew, I am standing.
Ani
omed. No. Ani omedet.
Omedet. There's a woman. I'm a woman.
No, for a woman. Ani omed. Ani omedet. Do not forget that. Okay, thank you. Okay, I am standing. I am standing. All right, so let's see. Where are you standing? All upon something, or in something, or in the middle of something, or before something. Okay, we will use all these prepositions, all right? Okay, like this man. This is a man, all right? He's not wearing a skirt like me. Ani, Omed, Al, the what? What is this?
Bait.
House. How do we say the house?
Habayit.
All right. So this guy is saying, ani, omed, al, or al is on or upon, habayit. You just constructed a very long sentence in Hebrew. I want to cry. Okay. So, ani omed al habayi. All right, so let's take a look here. So that's ani, okay? That is I. Now, what if I want to say you to a man? That is a man because he is wearing a hat. Ata. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Ata is you. Okay? Baruch is blessed be. Baruch, blessed be you. Ata. Okay. Now, you might be confused. Oh, Lida, why is that ata looks like isha? It has the ending of a feminine noun. Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. I didn't invent this. So, ata is masculine. Okay, so you, ata. Bob, you, ata. Jerry, ata, you. All right. Now, oh, she's wearing a nice dress. So this guy is talking to this lady, and she's saying, you. Okay? So we now know ani, we know ata, we know at. All right. Next. Let's see. What is horse in Hebrew? Sus. Okay, this guy is telling, let's say, he's telling this woman, you are standing on a horse or on the horse. How do we say that in Hebrew? In Hebrew, at. Very good. Omede. Al. The horse. Hasud. The horse. Or because that's the horse. So at omede al hasud. You are standing on the horse. Got it? All right. At omedet al hasus. Okay. Okay. Now, another independent pronoun here is
he.
Okay. He in English, who in Hebrew?
Yeah.
Who? Okay. I'm talking about Levi. Who? Rabbi. He is a rabbi.
Oh.
Who? Okay. So he is who?
He is who?
He is who in Hebrew?
In Hebrew.
Okay. Right there.
He.
Who?
Who?
All right.
Rabbi.
Who Rabbi is? He is a rabbi.
So you don't have to rabbi. Put the is in there.
Rabbi. Or a rabbi. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay. So now I know you're going to be confused. Who is he in Hebrew?
He is she.
She is he.
Okay.
Right.
She.
Next.
She. I wrote it.
I'm sure.
She is he.
Now.
He is she.
She.
Evelyn. In Hebrew is he.
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 That's
easy.
Welcome to Hebrew.
Who?
He.
That's why Americans are having so much problem with Hebrew because of this. They're like, right? And these are all in your textbook. Okay. So, who is he?
He
is he. And who is me? Remember? The interrogative pronoun, who is me? Me ata, who are you? Me at, who are you? Who? Okay, let's not go there. Okay, it's already so complicated. Let's stick to the independent pronominal. Okay, now there, you see this? This is hey, here, and then yod, and aleph. The aleph is totally quiescent. It's dead. It's just there for the sake of the spelling. Now, there are variation in this this word, he. In Genesis, you will also see this, he, with a vav, instead of a yod. Okay? But you pronounce the E sound here, he. Okay? So when we start reading and you see that, what is that? You just read that vowel point, E. Okay. Here we go. Third person. This is a she And this is a he. Now in Hebrew, this is a
he.
And this is a
who.
Okay, and we're talking about this guy here first. So we're going to start with the pronominal, independent pronoun, who, which is in English is he. Okay, so who, Omer, Al, okay, the word way or road is derech.
Derech.
So if I want to say this in Hebrew, he stands on the road. Okay?
Who stands
Omed
on the road?
Who Omed al-ha-derech? Yes. Now, let's talk about this. Okay, you know what? Let's change that. You see this word here, layad?
Layad
means beside. We can also say, who Omed layad haderech? He stands beside the road. Okay, so let's take the girl. What is the pronoun for?
He.
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 He. Omeder. Kol hakabod. Yopi. Okay. He omeder leyad ha dere. She stands beside the road. Okay, so this guy, we will say that this is Levi, and Levi is saying, I am standing on the road. How do we say that, Levi?
Ani Omer al Haderek.
Kol hakabod, Yofi, Metsuyan. Great, great.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you can say that? Not too many people out there can say that, can, you know, recite a sentence in Hebrew like that. Okay, so let's say, let's change our verb into sit or sitting. In Hebrew, let's say Jan, Yoshev is for a man. Yoshevet is for women, okay? Yoshevet. Now, this is a guy here, so this must be Bob. Bob, you are telling me that you are sitting inside the house. Remember, the word inside or in the middle is betoch. Right here, betoch. So, first person, masculine, singular, is what?
Ani.
Yoshev.
Betoch.
Habayi. I am sitting inside or in the middle of the house. Now, let's change that character right there. Let's say that character is Susan. And she's saying, I am sitting in the house. How is Susan going to say it? You're sitting Yoshevet Betok Habayit. Perfect. Okay. So now let's say here this guy is talking to this guy and he's saying you are sitting on the horse. How is he going to say that? You. Yoshev al
Asus.
You, Jerry, are sitting on the horse. Ata Yoshev al Hasus. Okay, so now let's talk about this girl. What is she doing? We will talk about her. And we are going to refer to this girl as a, what's the pronoun for she in Hebrew?
He.
What is she doing?
He.
Omedet.
Omedet.
Very good. Oh my goodness. I see excitement in your faces. Okay. Now, let us talk to this girl. How do we say you in Hebrew? At. No, ata is for man. At. What is she doing?
Standing.
Omed. We will say lipne. Lipne is in front of. Lipne. Okay, so at omedet lipne before or in front of the
habayit.
At omedet lipne habayit. You are standing in front of the house. Yay! Okay, I think this. Now let's do plural. Common. Plural. Anachnu is we, not just I, but we, anachnu, okay? Anachnu. What is that song? How would I say it? Okay, anachnu.
Elena.
There you go, yeah. Okay, these guys are saying we. First, okay, this one is not number one, or it's not the letter I. This one, this is first person. First person masculine or first person feminine is the same. We, because it's common, right? So we are, what are they doing?
Standing.
How do they say we are standing? Very good. Omdim. Okay, so we will make the omed, which is singular masculine, into a plural masculine. Omed. All right. Omed is like this. Is that a sere? Okay, omed. Now, in Hebrew, when you make it plural, you go om. This becomes a shva. And this becomes ahirik. Omdim. Okay? So we are standing. Anachnu omdim. Where are you standing? What's the preposition? Al. Okay? And what is tree in Hebrew? Et. Okay? Okay, so ha'et is the tree. So we will say anachnu omdim, the man, al ha'et. We are standing on the tree. Okay, is that too much?
No.
Already, no?
How do you spell tree?
Et. Pencil. That's I got confused because it's the same word. Okay. Etz. Ha-etz. Or ha-ilan. Ilan is also tree.
Ilan. What is the difference?
Ilan is Aramaic and etz is Hebrew. But they use ilan all the time as a Hebrew word. Okay.
First
names
are ilan.
Yes. That's a beautiful name, ilan. Okay, so anachnu omdim al ha'etz. Okay. Now, what? Let's say these guys are women. Okay? How are they going to say these women that put skirts on them? They became women. Anachnu
omdim.
Omdot. Anachnu, women. Anachnu omdot al ha'etz. We are standing on the tree. Omdot. So, again, plural, feminine, plural, masculine, singular, feminine, singular, masculine. You have to memorize those. Just like the adjectives, tov, tova, tov, tova, tovim, tovot. Remember last week? We talked about that? You know, the endings? Okay, so we got anachnu, which is the common pronoun. We are going to the third, to the second person. This guy is talking to two guys, and he's saying, you, two of you, you, yous, you all, y'all, y'all men, y'all, atem, plural for ata, atem, plural for ata, atem, okay, now, this guy is talking to women, and he will say, yous, you, y'all, ladies, Aten or Athena. There's a variation here. Aten or Athena. You. Aten. Aten. You, you, you.
All of you.
Eh? All of you girls. Athena. Aten. And that is second person. Okay? That is the plural for at. You for feminine. Okay. So let's go ahead and talk about this. Okay. So we will talk to this man. Can you see it? And we will tell them, you are standing beside the road. You are standing beside the road. What is the plural for you, masculine?
Atem.
Atem. You got it now. Atem. You. Atem. What is standing for plural? Omdim. Leyad ha derek. Atem omdim leyad ha derek. You guys are standing beside the road. Okay, let's reverse it. Let's talk to these women. You, girls. Aten or Atena?
Atena.
Omdot. Where? Where are they standing?
On.
Al. Ha. There. Okay? This is important. Your subject should match the verb. Okay? Plural to plural. Okay. Aten omdot al haderek. Derek. Okay, let's see here. Okay, now we're talking about third person. Okay, third person, a bunch of boys. Hem or hema? They. Third person, we're talking about them. They are standing. Okay, him or hima. So let's talk about them. Well, let's talk about the plural for feminine first. They, women, hena. So this is really easy. Okay, hema and hena for women, third person, feminine. Okay, so let's take a look at this. Let's talk about them. Let's see. This is third person plural feminine. Let's say they are saying we are standing. How do we say it? Anachnu omdot be inside betoch Habayit. Okay. Now, I am talking about them. We are talking about them. We are saying they are standing inside the house.
How are we going to say it?
Atana.
No, they.
Henna.
Hen or henna. Okay. Hen. Female. Plural. Omdo. They are standing. Betoch. Habayit. Inside the house. Okay. So let's talk about, third person, about these two guys here. They are standing. Now they're standing, okay, on top of the house, on the house. No. They, third they. Person?
Hem.
Very good. Hem. They are men. Hem.
Omdim.
On top. Al. Habayit. I'm looking. Marla goes like this. It is a matter of reading through it in your text. And the picture helps so much, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Instead of just reading the bark. That's why I love my materials. Okay. Let's see here. Ooh. We have Yosheb again. They're sitting. Okay. Let's say, okay, these are men. Let's talk to them. Let's talk to them. Men. Second person. We're talking to them.
They.
Atem. Atem. What are they doing?
Sitting.
Sitting is? Yoshim. Very good. Yoshvim. Sometimes, okay. This is Yosh Vim. Okay? Now, for women, it is what? Yosh Vot. Okay? Same as Omdim, Omdot, Yosh Vim, Yosh Vot. Okay? Let's see here. Yoshev, Yosh Vim, Yosh Vot. Okay. Okay, so we're talking to them, second person. Atem, Yoshvim. Where are they?
In the house.
Betoch Habayit. Okay, so now let's take a look at this. This is man and a woman, right? There's a trick here. Let's take the first person plural. Anachnu. Very good, Vanilla. Anachnu. Standing. They're standing. What's standing?
Omdim.
When there is a combination of man and a woman, it's always masculine. You always use the masculine verb. I know it's unfair. Okay, so anachnu omdim, okay, leyad haderet. Okay, so let's see here. Now, these guys, let's talk about these ladies. Third person, they, henna. Al Haderech. Very good. Okay. Let's talk to these girls. Okay. We are going to tell them that they are standing on the road. You girls, is what?
Aten.
Aten or Atena. Atena. Omdot. Al Haderech. Very good. All right. Aren't you having fun yet? And you have a paradigm, you have matrix in your book, just like this, right? It's in your book. If you don't have a book, I can send this to you. Okay? So I is?
Ani.
Ani or Anochi. Plural is? Anachnu. We. You masculine singular.
Atah.
Atah. You masculine plural? Atem. You feminine singular? At. You feminine plural? Aten or Athena. What about this one? He or it? Masculine? He is who? Okay, and they? Masculine plural? Hem or Hema? Now she or it feminine is he. She is he is who, and who is me? And dog is fish. All right. See, you guys are having fun.
It's fun.
You know, you can ask my husband. In my dreams, I'm saying, I'm pronouncing. In my dreams. I am not kidding you. And he goes like this. Yeah. Anyway, so we're not going to go there. But this one, let's see. I'm looking for... Here. I like this one. Okay. Let's try to read this. Vayomer, Vayomer,
Adonai,
El, El,
Ka,
Kayin,
El,
A,
A,
Heaven. This is a segol, Heaven, just like Sefer. Okay, Heaven, Heaven. Achicha. Vayomer.
Lo.
Ya. Da. Ti. Yadati. Okay? You don't pronounce this because this is a silent. You can just. This is a becomes quiescent here. Yadati. Hashomer. Achi. Anochi. What is Anochi? I. Okay. This is when the Lord was looking for Abel. Abel. Hevel. Hevel is Abel. Okay. Vayomer Adonai, and God said, El Kayin, to Cain, A, where? Hevel, where is Abel? Achicha, your brother. Vayomer, now this one, and he said, this is Cain talking now. Vayomer, this is a direct speech. You see these quotations here? Okay, this is a direct speech from the Lord. Where is Abel, your brother? And he said, Vayomer, I don't know. Lo yadati. Hashomer achi anochi? Am I. That's anochi. You put letter I here. First person singular. Common. Okay? Achi anochi. Oh, I'm sorry. Ayadati hashomer achi anochi. Hashomer, from the word shamar, to keep. Am I my brother's keeper? That's sad.
Why don't you use anything from this? But you use that.
Because in the first part of the Tanakh, Anochi is very, very common. And then later on, that's classical Hebrew. And then remember, we have the first temple, we have the second temple writers of the book of the Bible. So that kind of changed, it switched. We have classical Hebrew, we have poetic Hebrew, we have narrative Hebrew. And those are just so fun to memorize. But anyway, so that is the use of I in this passage when God was asking for Abel. The word Hevel, Abel in English, is actually, it means vapor. Mm-hmm. That's why Abel's life was just like a vapor, a mist. It was gone like that. Okay, let's take another look at other example here. Okay, let's read this. Ve'ata
Arun
Arur
Ve'ata arur. Here's the word. Ata. What is ata? What is this?
You.
Masculine, feminine?
Masculine.
Masculine. Second person, first person, third person?
Second person.
You're talking. You. Stuvas. Okay. So ve'ata arur ata. Mean? Ha? Adama. Asher. Patsta. Et. Piha. Lakahat. Lakahat.
Et. Sam.
The may. The may. This is a vocal shabar. The may. Achi. Ha. Mi ya deja. This is a dalet. Mi ya deja. Okay. Okay. This ata here is different from this ata. This ata starts with the ayin. This ata is second person masculine you. This ata here, it is now. The word now. Right here. And now. Ve is the conjunction and, A-N-D. Ve ata. And now. Okay. The word arur is cursed. Okay. So here, and now cursed you. But in English, we don't say that. We say, and now you are cursed. More than the ground. Min ha'adama. Okay. Wow. Ha'adama. Ooh, there's an article hey there. Ha. Adama. The word Adam is man. Adama is earth or ground or dirt. Adama. Because Adam came from the
dirt.
Adama. Min is the preposition from. Who said from? Okay. From the ground. So, ve'ata arur ata min ha'adama. And now, cursed are you from the ground. He's talking to who?
Cain.
Okay. Asher, patsta, et piha. Okay. Here, he's talking. The Lord is talking about the ground. The ground opened its what?
Mouth.
Pe. So, piha here is its mouth. Okay. Okay, this is a big word. Lakahat. This is an infinitive. To take. Lakachat. This is the word when the Lord told Abraham to take his son Isaac. He said, kachna. Kach. It's an imperative take. Kachna. Bino. Oh, yeah. Kachna. Bincha. I'm sorry. Bincha. Your son. Now, the word. This is I shared this with my group last Friday. The word cock. I think this is going to be, it becomes a imperative. Take. And then na. I think it's like that. Cock na. This word na is please.
Please.
The Lord God was saying please to Abraham. Mm-hmm. Take, please, your son. Please. Mm-hmm. That's God. That's our God.
Very gentle.
He's saying please to Abraham to take his son, Bincha, Isaac. Okay, so here, Asher patsta et pia lakachat et demei akika. Okay. To take what? All right. You remember the word et? When we see et, there's the next word would be definite.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's a definite word here. Deme is from the word dam, blood. Deme is a construct form. Construct form means this means it connects to the next word, akika. Deme is blood of. Ach is brother. Akika becomes your brother. The kha here is a pronominal suffix you or your. Okay, so the ground opened its mouth to take the blood of your brother. Okay, from your hand. Miya teka. It's funny because the word the may here is bloods. Bloods of your brother. Instead of just blood. And the rabbi's the commentary is because the reason why blood is used is because that should have been the generations of Abel, you know, the descendants of Abel that Cain killed. Mm-hmm. That's why it's deme. That's why it's blood. Instead of dam, akika, it's deme, akika, bloods of your brother. Okay, so the word ata here is you, masculine, second person. Okay, so I'm like, your brains are like, ooh. Let's see here. Okay, so this one, remember I was saying he is she and who is he and who is me and fish is dog. Okay, and dog is fish. See here? Me, atem. Who? Are you? Atem is you plural masculine. Okay? Me, atem. Who are you? You guys. Who are you people? Okay. Can we read this? Ve'at. The ve is a conjunction. And at is you masculine singular, feminine. Feminine. Ve'at and you. And you. Ve'at and you. Ve'at and you. Okay, so the ve is a conjunction. Okay. Let's take a look at the second one. Let me eat my cookie. I'm eating there. I didn't want to drop it. Okay. Sorry. You know, I didn't have any supper. Oh. Yeah.
Drink, children.
I know, huh? So, it keeps going down like this.
You work hard then.
I know, I work today, too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next word. Ready? Sound it out. Vegam. Anachnu. What's anachnu? We. Masculine or feminine? Common. Common. That's a trick question. Okay. Ve is conjunction and gam is also. Also. So, in English it is and us also. Or and also we. Okay. And also we. Vegam anachnu.
Can it also be said gamani?
Gamani is gamani means me too.
Me too.
Me too. Gam anachnu is and we
too. Too.
And
me
us too. Too. And us too. Okay? Gamani, okay. Thank you. Gamani is me too. Me too. Gamani.
Gamani.
Or me also. Me also. Gam ani. Remember ani? First person?
Oh, yeah.
Singular. Common. Okay, gam ani. Me also, me too. Okay, let's take a look at this one. This is tricky.
Kol.
Kol. This is a kamatz katan. Okay, kol. Yerushalayim. Where is... This is tricky also. Look at the hirik is under the mem. There are different style of writing Yerushalayim. Sometimes that hirik is above here. OK?
Okay, but it should have it's the oh wait a minute, no, this is a typo. I'm so sorry. Yerushalayim. This Hirik. Oh no, this is not a typo. Right. Okay, this is one way of writing it. In 2 Kings, we'll look at that later. Okay. The Hirik is under Mem. Okay, let's translate this in Hebrew, in English.
All Jerusalem.
All Jerusalem. Very good. Call is all. Okay, it's easy. Ready? Ve. This is one of our pronouns. Athena. Ve Athena. What is Athena?
Women.
Second person. Feminine. Plural. Athena. Okay. Use, girls. Athena. Okay. Athem is masculine. Plural, second person. Athen or Athena. Second person. Plural, feminine. Okay. Ve Athena. Ve is conjunction. And Athena is you. And you. All right. So let's read this. Somebody's Bob, I heard you. Bechor Yehuda. What is Yehuda?
Judah.
What is Bechor? This is actually a construct form. This is Bechor is firstborn. Yehuda is Judah. So when you see this form, you know, Bechor Yehuda, two nouns together like this, this is a construct form. There is an of in English is firstborn of Judah. There is no of in Hebrew. Sometimes it's the la, but the English of, off. It's not in Hebrew when they form two nouns. Okay, firstborn of Judah. Let's read this. El HaKohen. What is El?
God.
No, this is a this is a segol.
Two.
What is Ha? Okay, Ha is the article, and Kohen is priest. So your doctor, if you have a doctor Kohen that you see once in a while, tell him, oh, I know your name in Hebrew. Your name Kohen in English is priest. Okay, Jonathan Khan. That's another variation of Kohen. Okay, it's a lot of them. Kohen. See, the letter C-O-H-E-N, sometimes there's no E. Okay, Kohen is priest. Kohen Hagadol. What is Gadol?
Big.
Or great. Okay. Or high. When I say Kohen Hagadol, Kohen Hagadol is the high priest.
The high priest.
Yes. So we actually did all of the personal pronouns, independent personal pronouns. Okay, let's read this. Ani. Anaki is I. Ata is
you.
Masculine. Singular. Okay. And what is this? Okay. Feminine. Singular. Okay, second person. Okay, let's do this. I want it to be uniform. Second person, feminine, singular. Okay, this one is second person, masculine, singular. Okay, this one is
first person,
common. Just that, first person, common. Okay, so let's see here. Okay, so this one is
Third person, masculine, singular. And this is third person, feminine, singular. You guys are good. And this one too, variation of the spelling. Okay, so this is first person, common, plural. Ani anaki is first person, common, singular. Ani anaki, this is plural. Okay, so let's see here. Now this one is second person, second person, masculine, plural. Okay, and this is second person, feminine, plural. Very good. And this is third person, masculine, plural. And this is third person, feminine, plural. Okay. It's 5 till 9. And I enjoyed the class tonight. But before we go, we have 3 more minutes. For those people who did not attend my class last semester, the reason why I put these beautiful pictures on the board here. Okay. How do we spell the word Av?
Av,
which is father.
Alef.
And then?
Bet.
Okay, what we're going to do is this is how Moses, maybe Abraham, wrote the word Av. It's a picture of a?
Ox.
Okay, and it went like this, right? Picture of an ox and a picture of a tent. Okay? Now, ox is actually what? It's a symbol of
strength.
Because they use it in agriculture, you know? And it also means first, the governor, you know? The strong one, the strong one. Strength of something. So this is strength of the house. And we transliterate it to Av. That means
father.
Who is the strength of the house?
Father.
Okay.
That's where it says Av.
And this became our letter A, and this became our letter B.
Abba.
Yes, Abba.
Like Abba Father.
Abba Father. Now, what is the Hebrew for brother?
Ak.
Okay, so Moses probably wrote it this way. The ox and the fence. Fence is a picture of protection. Okay? So brother is actually a strong protector. Strong protector. And we just read about Cain, am I my brother's keeper?
Yeah,
he is supposed to be the protector of Hevel, but he killed him instead. Okay, and this is how beautiful Hebrew is. Okay, so that's how he wrote it. And what about mother? How do we write mother?
Aleph
and Mem. Okay. The word mem itself is what?
Water.
Okay, so Moses wrote it this way. A picture of an ox, which means strong or strength of, and a picture of water. And that is M or mother. Okay, women who have children, we have strong water coming out before we deliver a baby. Strong water. Okay? M, a picture of a bull and a picture of water. Also, strong water in Hebrew also means the one that, a liquid that puts together things, it's a glue, you know, puts things together, okay? Strong water is glue. And who is the glue of the family?
The mother.
Strong water. M. Okay, so, in 2003 and in 2007, we had this problem. We had the
fire.
Ish. Strong teeth. Or strong devourer. Ish. Ish is what?
Fire.
Fire devours. Fire consumes. And God is a consuming fire. Fire is also a symbol of judgment. Water is also a symbol of judgment. Strong teeth, strong devourer. Ish. And with that, I'm going to ask someone, I'm going to volunteer someone to close us in prayer. Thank you guys. I know you need to rest your brain. Gary, would you please close us in prayer?
Sure.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for tonight and for your word and for Lita teaching us. Pray that you give us wisdom and understanding with everything that we've heard and seen. We thank you. We give you all the glory. May everything that we do be according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Now I can eat my cookie.
Thank you so much for that.
You like it?
Yes, very good.
Yeah. Yvonne is not here. Yvonne and Rick.
The translations are beginning, names,
Every second and fourth.
Next week.
There's a lot of people missing.
Pora and
Mila.
They went to Pora.
Yeah.
It started yesterday. She went ahead before.
Oh, man. This is a whole like
We are getting into the meat of it.
We were also World War II, we were using
Nida.
Yes, ma'am.
When the yod is in between of the words, it could be a vowel, right?
It could be a vowel. That's why as long if there's a pointing under the yod, then it's a consonant. With
oh, at that time you use you vocally pronounce.
Yes.
Oh, that's why. So sometimes I don't pronounce.
Right now.
I attend a Israel dance class.
Uh-huh.
We have a Jewish lady who teaches us dance on Sunday in our neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
So if at any time you want an entertainment or you want your ministry to dance together, I have a connection.
So where we would
have
like ours like 100%.
All right.
Yeah. I said you have a ministry on some Fridays. I said I have never attended. And I said you must have a big house because you have a lot of students there. She said, oh, big house? Do they have a wooden floor? I said,
yeah,
I have
a wooden floor.
See, I said, oh, you can go.
We have a desk floor.
Is that? She was excited. She said, maybe this year. I said, well, I don't know. I'll talk to her. So she's very nice. Really, very nice. She taught us every Sunday. Just like exercise, you know.
Right.
With the Jewish music, of course.
Of course.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Did you sign up for the class in Veritas? Did you?
No.
You didn't sign up?
I did sign up initially. But what I'm looking for is actually a more geared to Jewish studies. This is very.
I don't think they have that yet. They have archaeology, which is more interesting, but like digging all the stuff from the visiting Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
So digging.